T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here he is in his weekly spot, Avery Williamson of the New York Jets.
So the one freaking game that you win, you're not on. You don't come on.
What was it? His fault.
It's unbelievable. You don't come on. And then, by the way, hi, Avery. And then.
Hello.
Last time I talked to you, you said, you haven't committed a penalty all year. Well,
yeah,
now,
I know.
Consecutive games with a penalty.
I know. I blame y'all for that.
Of course. Blame. You should blame me. Now, I do want to give you one compliment here. All right? Let's go back to the Bill game, because then I'm going to get on you for the Houston game. Let's go back to the Bill game. When Josh Allen was running all over you guys in the first half, and actually the coach amazingly made an adjustment, which I almost fell over. It only took him 4 years to make an adjustment. Okay? The play you made on the quarterback sneak by Allen, where if you don't tackle him, you basically got him by a shoelace. If you don't tackle him, he would have went in for a touchdown from like 50 yards out on a quarterback sneak. So
I want to give
you credit for that, Avery.
Thank you. Yeah, it was crazy because I thought he handed it off because, you know, it's linemen are like all in the way and stuff, and you just can't see everything. So I thought he handed it to the fullback. So I'm looking. And all of a sudden, I see him just come through the line with his arms covered, like he's covering the ball. I was like, oh, shoot. And I was kind of in a bad position. I just happened to, reach out, and thankfully I could tackle him. But,
he was gone. Oh, he was gone if you didn't tackle him.
He's probably about to score.
Yep.
How did that feel, getting that taste of a victory? It had been a very long time since you and the guys in the room could taste that. How'd that feel a week and a half ago?
Shoot, it was awesome. It was awesome. Shoot, I definitely hadn't had that feeling in a while. So, how we got the win, it didn't matter. It was just fun. So, man, we haven't had the best season, man. So, when you get them, you got to just appreciate them dearly. So, it was definitely a fun weekend.
So, Saturday night, all right. So, you guys, you sacked the court. You sacked Deshaun Watson 6 times in this game. I think you got part of them once, if I'm not mistaken. I know Henry Anderson got like 3, but you sack him 6 times, and then in typical Jet fan, I mean this is what makes me. This is why I have stomach issues. This is why I have hemorrhoids. This is all of this because in typical
you should file a complaint.
I've been filing complaints for 50 years now. Nobody's listening
to Christopher Johnson.
Right? Oh, great. Great. Anyway, so 22-19, the offense, the quarterback who's tremendous. You take the lead 22-19. Now you got a chance to win the game. And what does the defense do? You let them walk right down the damn field for the game-winning touchdown. I mean, how many times do we have to see this, Avery? Really, seriously.
I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer, man. But, it's tough. I mean, shoot. I don't know, man. I'm the same way. When the ref threw that penalty flag.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I was just
believe me, I'm screaming at Claiborne, and of course Claiborne gets beat for the touchdown too, but that penalty on defensive ball, the ball, he wasn't catching. Even DeAndre Hopkins wasn't catching that ball. I mean, come on. I mean, and they throw a stupid holding penalty there to give him the first down. It was ridiculous.
Yao Ming,
that's exactly right.
Look at you.
If Wilt was still alive, you wouldn't have caught it. You know what I mean?
Jeez. So, that's just kind of luck that we've been having this year. And through that flag, and that's, first down.
I'm well aware.
It's weird, though. The amount of penalties this season is not this crazy number. What it is that it seems like the penalties are in bad spots.
Big spots.
What do you attribute that to this season?
Honestly, I don't know. If it's just – sometimes it's bad calls. I know one time – you always get the next day after the game, the ref's like, hey, that was a bad call on my part. So sometimes the refs make a bad call. But, I mean, other times it's just, you know, bad technique at times or something, you know. But, yeah, it just kind of seems to happen at the wrong time. Maybe these guys trying to do too much and just putting too much pressure on themselves or what.
How does that feel, by the way? Because I like the transparency that the NFL and the NBA does it too. They have a two-minute report where they admit they made a mistake. But as a player, how does it make you feel when you get a notice from the NFL saying, yeah, we screwed up? It's not like you're getting anything back for
it. Yeah, I mean, you might as well not even say anything at that point because it's like, oh, my goodness, you serious? I don't know, man. I feel like if the ref does that, then he should be fine.
There you go, Avery. Now you're speaking my language. Find the officials.
Yeah, there's too many rules. There's too many rules. The stupid defensive holding penalty is ridiculous. It's too big a penalty for me. It shouldn't be a first down automatic. It should be a 5-yard penalty, and that's it. So, I mean, I believe me, the officials, they're horrible. I know you can't say it. I'm saying it. They're hard. They stink.
Yeah. I can't say my words.
No, I know you can. I'm saying it for everybody.
He essentially has, though. Well, in a very nice, you know, non-finable way.
Do you realize how much control these guys have over the games? I mean, think about it. They can basically determine who's going to win and who's going to lose. They really do.
Yeah, at times, yeah. I mean, they are officiating the game, so, I mean, they can throw a flag whenever they want to.
Yep.
Even if it's a chippy call, you know?
Yeah, so. Believe me, I know.
What was your take on the penalty they did call on you, which gave him an automatic first down as a defensive hold? I don't think it was on, like, third and long or anything like that, but still.
Yeah, I think it was first down.
What was your thoughts on it?
He was running. He was running out of bounds. So that's why I was like, come on. Come on, ref. But, I mean, I grabbed him a little bit, but, if they see it, they're going to call it. So, I need to finish these next two games with no penalties. I know that.
Well,
no penalties. Because as soon as I got the penalty in Buffalo, I was like, Joe and Evan. Oh, man.
Now, come on. You didn't think that immediately, did you?
I swear on my life. I was like, oh, man. I got a penalty. That's the first thing I thought about. I kid you not.
It's my fault because I opened my mouth, right? I blame me for everything. So, I mean,
I started boasting. Yeah, I haven't had a penalty all season.
Right.
It's all good.
We're talking to our buddy Avery Williamson. All right, so there's two games left. All right, you're playing the Packers, a meaningless game for the Packers this week. And by the way, get ready to see a lot of cheeseheads in the crowd. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Please. And then, of course, the Patriots after that. Where is this? You guys competed. I mean, I got to say. I mean, you came out and you played hard, and you really should have beat Houston, let's be honest. But where is the mindset of this team right now with two games left?
Sitting strong because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just more of a playing for pride, playing for – I mean, you still want to win, but, you know, you're playing for – you know, yourself, you got to make sure that you're on point because, you know, don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season. What players will be here, you know, what coaches. So
right.
At the end of the day, you got to make sure that you're putting good film out there and not just, you know, giving a BS effort. And because people are going to see that and be like, well, I see what type of guy this, you know, so-and-so is. So it's really, you got to make sure that you're on point with everything and continuing to still prepare, you know, like it's week one. So that's the main thing. And, you know, you got to let the rest, you know, whatever happens, happens. So just you got to just remain a professional and just make sure that you're on point.
There's a handful of guys I can confidently say are playing hard. You, Jamal Adams, Henry Anderson. Obviously not going to name any names, but do you get the sense that everybody – is still acting the way you just described, wanting to put good things on tape and still motivated to close out this season strong? Or do you see anybody kind of slipping a little bit?
I feel like for the most part, everybody's doing a good job, you know, honestly. And I feel like guys are, you know, still locked in and, you know, giving the best effort. So if they're not, they're doing a good job hiding it, but, you know, I feel like for the most part, you know, guys are definitely, you know, still locked in, and that's a good thing. That's a good sign, man. Guys aren't giving up, so, I mean, you got a lot to play for, man. You know, this this league is not an easy league to stay in, and it's a lot of guys that want your job. So you got to make sure that you're thankful and appreciative of having the opportunity. So I want to make sure that I'm keeping my job. So I'm doing everything that I can possibly do to prepare myself and get ready for each week.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're talking about good buddy Avery Williamson. The quarterback looks good, I'll tell you that. I mean,
he played
a terrific game on Saturday. Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, I'm definitely I feel like Sam's growing up a lot, and that's a good sign. That's a real good sign when your quarterback is, seeing him take steps, elevating his game. So I feel like he he's definitely getting better, and it's good that he's end the season strong. Hopefully he continues these last two games, finish strong. And I feel like he's going to be a force next year, man. So that's something good. And I feel like they just need to continue to build around him. And I'm excited. When you have a good quarterback, that's a game changer. That's what every team needs and wants. So when you can finally get a good quarterback, that's something that, is priceless. So I just hope that he continues to get better and his game is going to keep elevating. I feel like he's a hard worker, so he's definitely going to be working hard this offseason. I already know.
I'll tell you, one guy who had a bad night was Jason Myers. I mean, this guy's drilling 50-yard field goals. Now
so all
of a sudden, Avery, he can't hit extra points, which changed the game a little bit.
Yeah, he had a tough night, man. And, I mean, like I was saying, telling people, like, hey, everybody's going to have a night. So he had his night, It just happens, it's tough. I hate to see him miss the two extra points, but, nobody's perfect. I'll tell you that much.
No, definitely not. Again,
there's a lot of pressure, man. Kickers,
it's thankless.
Pressure job because every kick you got to, you get one shot. You're not like me, I get 60, 70 plays to play good. You might get three opportunities per game. So
yeah,
it's tough. I hate this one, but glad he finished strong though.
And if you're sitting there with a chance to win with a game-winning field goal and you don't make it,
you're the GOAT.
Everybody's talking about you blowing the kick. Let's be honest.
Yeah. So they either love you or they hate you.
Yeah,
as a kicker.
No, we know.
You haven't seen the Chiefs, but you've seen the Texans, obviously, a few days ago. You've seen the Patriots. And we're trying to figure out who the heck's going to come out of this AFC. Which team's better in your mind, the Texans or the Patriots?
I mean, man, it's so hard to determine because you just never know what team's going to show up. Like, it's just a lot of factors, It's so up in the air. You just can never tell week to week who might win. Who would have thought the Eagles would have lost to the Eagles. So I mean, you just never know. It's such a crazy game. A series of events can happen. So honestly, man, I honestly don't know. I'm just as lost as you guys.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, next year. Hopefully, first of all, we'll get a real head coach in here. Okay, because the coach stinks. I don't expect you to say anything about that. He's terrible, and he would have been gone 2 years ago if I was running the team. With that said, hopefully you get a real head coach in here, get some, you guys are going to have a high draft choice again. Right now you're sitting at 3 as the way it is right now. You got $100 million under the cap. It looks like we got a real quarterback now, and you're going to be part of this team next year. I fully expect you to be back. You've been one of the stalwarts all year, so it can only get better next year, Avery. There's no doubt about that. There's no question about that.
Yeah, man. I feel like the sky's the limit for this team, young team. So, hey, each game's been close, only had like one or two games that, just blowouts. But I feel like for the good thing is that we have a lot of upside, and that's the positive part.
Right.
A lot of upside.
You pumped for Aaron Rodgers this week? I guess he's going to play. You excited for him?
Yeah. Man, I'm pumped. This is my second time playing against him, so shoot, excited, man. It's always fun to you know, compete against the best, man. So he's definitely one of the best.
Well, you do
in
for a pick. You do for a pick. Now you get a chance.
I know.
You got a chance of two Hall of Fame quarterbacks left, and you can get one against Rodgers and Brady.
I know, man. I need one.
You
See,
do.
I need one. I feel like I've been pretty quiet these past couple weeks. So.
Well, yeah. Here's what we've come to know about this defense: if you guys do not force a turnover, you don't win. Right?
Yeah, we recognize that correlation.
Right?
We have recognized
well,
that correlation.
No, of course. No,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, get a pick.
Yeah, get a pick. You
get
know,
a pick.
And avoid a
touchdown.
Penalty.
How about a touchdown? Yeah, no more penalties. Get a pick.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. You know, I don't know if we're going to talk to them anymore. Are we going to talk to them anymore? I don't think we are.
Maybe to wrap up.
Yeah, we got to get you at the – well, next week is Christmas. So we're not going to be here Tuesday.
After
so,
they fire Bowles, we'll have them back.
Yeah, well, after Bowles is gone, hopefully on Black Monday before Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, we'll have you on that week after that.
Yeah.
How about I come down to the studio?
Come on down,
you
got to
come down.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
More than welcome.
Avery, you know, we love you, Avery. We do. Really do.
Come down to the studio.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, bring you guys a bottle of wine.
Oh, look, no, don't bring, I can't drink the wine. You know what I want you to bring me when you come to the studio?
Sparkling water?
No, a new head coach.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Bring Mike McCarthy with you. How about that?
Well,
Mike, bring Mike McCarthy and I'll stand on my head for an hour.
I think I'll just stick with the wine for
now. Very much appreciate it, Avery. Thank you.
Avery,
have a Merry
you're a good
Christmas.
Guy, man. You really are. We
no
really
problem.
Appreciate it. And go out there and get a pick against Rodgers and Brady, for that matter, all right?
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
And happy holidays, okay?
All right, guys. Same to you both.
Thank you, man.
Avery Williamson.
His report brought to you by Hyundai, a premise for his always lesson by NJ Diet, a scientific and safe approach to healthy weight loss. That's funny. You know what you could bring me? New head coach.
You knew I was going there, too. You knew that.
I sensed it coming,
yeah, of course. You saw the blitz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.